Whistleblower, Joe Biden involved with family gambling business in 2012. By Wendell Hussebo on November 7, 2022. President Joe Biden was involved with a family gambling business venture in Latin America while he was Vice President of the United States, a whistleblower revealed Monday. The revelation again contradicts Joe Biden's vow he never spoke to his son on multiple occasions about the family's business ventures. The informant told the Daily Mail Joe Biden's involvement included conducting a conference call in 2012 with Hunter Biden, his business partner Jeff Cooper, the late Harry Reid, and his son Key Reid about an online gambling platform, Ocho Global, which was operating in Mexico, Peru, Uruguay, and Argentina. With the direct observations I had, it's obvious Joe was participating in the business, the source stated. He wasn't passive, he was talking about it. If I had to describe him, he was like a member of the board of directors. The whistleblower described additional interactions from the phone call. Harry Reid asked whether or not the Peruvian government had been taken care of, the source said. Cooper replied that it had all been taken care of. The Peruvian cooperation was in place. That's when Joe Biden said, "That's what we need to hear more of, boys. We need to be making progress," or something like that. Just an effusive comment that was endorsing that he was happy that things were proceeding. He had all sorts of questions about other stuff. Do we need to be doing other things with government officials? What do we need to do to get this moving ahead? He asked about what the revenue projections were and how soon the Ocho Rio software could be demoed. Emails from Hunter show Cooper valued the gambling business at around $30 million in 2011 with its Argentina component worth $10 million in March 2012. Emails also reveal Hunter had an interest in Ocho's parent company, Eudora Global, which yielded the president's son a 2015 gain of $300,000, along with income of $77,000 and a long-term capital gain of $584,000 in 2017 and a gain of $646,000 in 2019, the publication reported. By 2016, Hunter reportedly ended up with a 3% stake in Eudora. It is unknown if Joe Biden received any income or kickbacks from the deal, as he tried to do with businessman and whistleblower Tony Bobulinski, who revealed in 2020 that Joe Biden was promised 10% cut of a deal with a CCP-linked Chinese energy company. In the same year as Hunter owned a 3% stake in Eudora, Joe Biden brought Hunter aboard Air Force 2 to Mexico, where Hunter met with his business associates from Mexico City. On the trip, Cooper, who ran a large litigation firm, Simmons Cooper, was also involved in the business meeting. 2 years prior, 2014 emails from Hunter's laptop show Hunter apparently wanted to be compensated from the online gambling platform via a joint venture law firm set up between Cooper, Joe, Hunter, and Bo Biden. In order to develop this as a platform for both JRBs, Bo and Joe, I think it is imperative we, the three of us, have full control come 2016 when JRB1, Joe, comes on board, Hunter wrote in an email. The communications also included how the members of the deal would be paid. The joint venture law firm would yield somewhere in the ballpark of $1.2 million annually and another $500,000 salary for Bo. The joint law firm never materialized between the family due to Bo's death in 2015 at a Maryland hospital, though Joe Biden has twice claimed he died in Iraq. It is not the first time the Bidens had worked with Cooper on a business venture. According to the New York Post, Cooper's law firm had tried to set up a hedge fund with the Biden in 2009 with a $1 million injection of cash. In 2016, Cooper joined Joe and Hunter Biden to Mexico to work out a failed petroleum deal with Alamon Magnani. While Joe Biden has claimed he never spoke to Hunter and the family business dealings, in June 2018, Joe Biden texted Hunter, "Call in with Jeff Cooper," and, "Jeff asked for you. Wants to do some work with you. Love, Dad." Joe Biden and his staff have claimed at least 7 times that the president has not been involved in the family business. Yet 18 pieces of evidence suggest Joe Biden has played an influential role in his sons Hunter and Beau and brother James's activities. Hunter Biden is the subject of a brand new narrative film My Son Hunter, marking Breitbart's expansion into film distribution. The film was produced by the Unreported Story Society. It's the story the establishment media don't want you to see. The film is available right now for streaming and downloading at mysonhunter.com. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.